Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of new ways to put our faith into action. Active-faith.org is our website. SteveHemphill1@me.com is my email. You know, James 2:20-21 says Abraham's actions made his faith complete. So prayer plus action is what we see all through the Bible. We're going to talk today about the little girl with the invisible friend. Let me start with Mark 9:26-31 NLT. She begged him to cast the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile born in Syrian Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First, I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." Wow. She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." "Good answer," Jesus said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." And when she arrived at home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone from her. Okay, so many, many families have a child that has an imaginary friend. And I had that happen to me. One of the stories I'm going to share with you now from the past few years. I had a family in somewhere way out east. It might have been Virginia or West Virginia or North Carolina or South Carolina. But the dad called me and said his little girl was 8 or 10 years old. She'd had an imaginary friend since being very young. She would talk to it, have conversations with it. She'd be in the room by herself and be having a conversation with this imaginary friend. So they got worried about it because her attitude got worse and she started to act weird. And anyway, finally, they just decided they would stake their house with our Bible verses on tent stakes. And he called me back and said, "It's gone." And we see great improvement in her attitude and actions. I said, "Well, that's great." A couple of years go by and he called me and he said, "I see you're going to speak to a place near where I live, within 2 hours of where I live. I want to come and bring my daughter to hear your whole seminar." And I said, "Okay, was something going on?" He said, "Yeah, the invisible friend, the imaginary friend is back and we don't know why." So he brought the daughter to the seminar. I did a weekend seminar, brought the daughter. She sat through the whole seminar. On the way home, he found out the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, he said that she told him that after he staked the house, the imaginary friend couldn't get back into the house. So she walked outside the house past where they'd staked it and invited him back in. She was attached and missed him, was lonely, and so invited him back in. Now that that's in my seminar and she's, I don't know, 13 or 14 by this time, she realized it was evil. It was demonic. So she said, "Let's go back home and we'll stake the house again and I'll help. And I won't ever invite him back." So they did. And when they finished staking, she said she saw the being leave. Now, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to pray to bind and gag any invisible beings that might be trying to attach to your children or grandchildren. Also, you might consider staking the child's home, school, etc. You might pray like this: "Lord, I bind and gag any unseen being trying to attach to any of my relatives. Put them in chains in the pit until judgment, and don't let any other similar beings take their place. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.